welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Hallelujah. I'm going to do something a little bit different this morning. When I was with the students earlier in the week, I talked to them about the vision of Kingdom Faith Yorkshire and the mandate that had been placed upon us as Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. A lot of it, if you remember, came under the ministry of Dr. James Maloney and a few other words that people were putting together. And it's come together over the past 3 years. I added a little bit at the end this morning about Isaiah 62, because if you remember, James said that was something that you were going to be looking at for the next 3 years. So I've added that in as well. The mandate is not a vision. It's not an overall vision for what's happening. It's more prescriptive, really, than a vision. And it's something that's incredibly exciting because it shows the heart of God, God the Father, as it's Father's Day, towards us and what he's called us here together to do. If you're a visitor here this morning, then you're going to receive as well while we're talking, because what we're talking about is how God comes to a group of people, speaks to them, outlines exactly what he has for that group to do. And if you're here this morning, really God wanted you here to hear this for a reason. Amen. If you're part of the church here, God wants you to hear this. Everything I talk about this morning, you should, in theory, have already heard. It should already, in one sense, be part of you. But if just as I went through it with Tuesday? I just thought, I haven't done this with a congregation for ages. I think I used it only at God Encounter. We used this originally as a way to pray. So let's go into the mandate. Earthing the glory. It was an expression that Dr. James shared with us. I think it's a wonderful picture. The glory, the heavenly glory, but releasing it here on the earth. Something, taking something that could be seem ethereal, spiritual, wondering what that means, and actually turning it into a reality, turning it into something that people can see, turning it into something that has an influence in Scarborough, in Yorkshire, in our nation, and into the nations. Is what it's about. It's earthing the glory, okay? So this is what we're going to talk about. So basically the mandate, the whole thing, is talking about seeing an increase of the kingdom of heaven expressed here on earth. If you hang around us for any length of time, you know we're always talking about the Lord's Prayer, especially the bit that says, your kingdom come, your will be done, here on the earth as it is in heaven. Amen? But to see that happen, we've got to be what James put, he put this expression, a contending congregation. A lot of this mandate came in a prophetic word he actually brought on the Sunday morning, part of it in 2008, most of it in 2009, and a little bit now in 2010. If you ever listen to the Sunday morning in 2009, he didn't preach that morning. He prophesied for about an hour about what God was doing. It was amazing. And this is all part of it, to be a contending congregation. If you, I wouldn't bother looking up scriptures unless you particularly want to thumb through your Bible this morning. But in Jude 3, Jude is writing to the people and he says, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was for once for all entrusted to the saints. There's a contending. There's almost a fight. I'm going to have this no matter what it costs. Yes. Now, there is something awesome upon us as a congregation. You know, not because we're special people, but because God is special. All right? Not because we've been set apart, except that God has set us apart. But nothing in ourselves. Being set apart means being a holy people. It's God's hand being on you. It's open to everybody that comes. Yeah, it's there, it's ready. This contending congregation for the raw expression of what God is. Not dressed up in fancy clothes or dressed up in tradition or dressed up in the ways of the world, but just the raw expression of God as best we can do it. Yeah. Amen? Anyone in for this?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's not a fancy presentation. It was just a list for prayers. But the words in it are very, they're fancy in a sense of they're something that mean a lot to us. So this church with this kind of mandate upon it, don't be surprised when things happen that seem, what is going on? Why do I feel like this? Do I get afraid? Why do I get intimidated? Why am I struggling in this area? We are a contending congregation. If we're contending, there's got to be things that we contend against. Yeah, it might be sickness. It might be having enough cash. It might be walking in the provision of a job. It might be something that's not working out right in our families. It could be that, you've got the picture. Right? Why go along a long list of negatives? There's going to be all these things. Relationship issues between people. Soon as you've got feelings of negativity towards someone else, it's the enemy. He's trying to break us apart. He's trying to split us apart of people that God has put together. Time and time again, we see churches that are pulled apart. Usually, it can be over small things. It can be over issues of theology, but that actually is rare in a small church. Whole organisation split on that sort of thing. But in a small church, it's a relationship between two people. And even if you took a church that splits into organisations and they say it's on an issue of theology, if the relationship was right, they could walk together anyway. If we went around this room, we'd find different knowledge of God, we'd find different understanding of the Lord. That's theology. But we have decided to walk together. There might even be some things that you don't agree with your brother or your sister. You sort of think, I really can't see that in the Word. Well, it's not your responsibility to split. It's your responsibility to walk with them. Amen. My goodness, what marriage would survive if you had to split because you disagreed on things? None of the ones in here, that's for sure. None of the ones in the world, in actual fact. You know, we can't even agree on the same toothpaste sometimes, let alone big issues. And it's just the same in churches. You know, sometimes it's the tiny small things. Well, the tiny small things just agree. We disagree. It's okay. This is one of the awesome things. We'll come on to it a bit later in this thing. It's the trouble with the presentation. You know, I want to get going now. But it's the same with, between churches. We don't agree with the way everything happens in every single congregation in our town. But God has called us to walk together as a family and stay together as a family. One of the important structures in society is the family. And the family that has learned to stay together through difficulty, struggle, and disagreement is a family that has learned to support one another. And the individuals in that family are strong. The individuals in that family are going to do better because they come from a strong family. We've got to be that kind of family. And we've got to learn to be that kind of family in Scarborough, because there's only one church in Scarborough. Many congregations, but one church. Yeah. Hallelujah. And praise God that amongst the leaders and the people of Scarborough, that attitude is becoming really common. Yes. You know, it's come from the leaders, but it's getting more and more common. The glory of God, this increase of the kingdom, the glory of God is rising upon us. Amen? We've got to press into the veil and move forward. Yes. Amen? What has happened is heaven, what we've got to see happening, and it is happening, is heaven being revealed on the earth. And we're the vessels.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, you talked about us being jars of clay with a treasure inside. Yeah, we've got some treasure to show to the world.
Right.
Amen. Those jars of clay may just be jars of clay, but there's something awesome inside them that the world needs to see. Hallelujah. You've got to push on through the veil so that we're transformed into his likeness. Now, what else is upon us with this mandate? There's to rise up in our calling as gatekeepers who guard this place of heavenly entry. There's got to be a standing up, an acknowledgement. Yes, I'm part of that. I'm one of the gatekeepers. A gatekeeper has authority. A gatekeeper has authority to keep out or to let in. And each one of us has got that, whether it's for the church or in your family or in your relationship or with your neighbours. When there's things going on, you think, I'm not allowing that in. I'm in charge of the gate. You know, you see things happening in our town that are not right, you say, I'm not having that.
That's right.
I am not having that. I think the church is beginning to rise up and realize we have got an incredible authority. You know, I don't, maybe it's just coincidence. But you know, we've been praying into this town now for 3 years, haven't we? With our other congregations. And I've just seen things happen in this town. You know, it won Britain's most enterprising town, didn't it? And then it won Europe's most enterprising town. Then things happen all the time. You know, just this weekend I saw published in the Scarborough Evening News that The Witch has done a survey of the top places to holiday in the UK. And there's Scarborough number 5 in the top 10. You know, Whitby's number three, but we'll forgive him. Hallelujah. The others are, I think it's Blackpool, Bournemouth, Whitby, Brighton, Scarborough, something like that. And then others beyond it, Torbay, Newquay, I don't know, and some others in the other, in the top 10. And these are what people are voted for. But time and time again, Roasters Coffee Shop, I'll give them a free advert just in case Brian, the manager, listens to this message. You're listening, Brian. It came 10th in coffee shops in the entire country, you know, for the quality of the coffee that it provides, you know. And we've been praying for Brian, and God's promoted him into the position of the manager. Isn't that awesome?
Hallelujah.
You know, but there's things just happening in. It's a special word, the happening in. And if you go to 1 Chronicles chapter 9, as I say, you don't need to this morning, there's this scripture there. It says, the gatekeepers have been assigned to their positions of trust by David and Samuel the seer, by the king and by the prophet. You know, by the person of authority and the person, the prophet. And we have been assigned this position of gatekeepers by the Lord, but we've had it spoken over to us from Pastor Colin and Dr. James. The kingly authority over this church, if you like, in terms of apostolic, and the prophetic authority from Dr. James. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. It's just like it is here. It's almost like the Bible's true and stuff. And then they and their descendants, oh, that's good, their descendants. I don't want to do something that's just for this generation. I want to see something go into the next generation and the next generation. Don't know about you. Okay? So they and their descendants were in charge of guarding the gates of the house of the Lord. That's what we've got upon us. We're guarding the gates of the house of the Lord. Later on in the same passage, verse 26, it says they were entrusted with the responsibility for the rooms and treasuries in the house of God. I was speaking about this last week, remember? This is awesome. If we get this, you know, we're going to be so blessed. I mean, that's why I've had Dan give his testimony, Joanne give her testimony. But even so, I think we've just got the edge of it, you know. Let's have a look at this again. We're entrusted with a responsibility for the rooms and treasuries in the house of God. And they had charge of the key for opening it each morning. Every day we can go into the treasury of heaven, and let me tell you, there's no lack in heaven, and release what's in heaven for us right here and now on the earth, so that we can be blessed, so that we can be a blessing to our town, to Yorkshire, to our region, to the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, for opening each morning, and some of the priests took care of mixing of the spices. The spices were very precious. They were used to give special aromas. I'm not going to go into those this morning, but if you ever want to do a study on the spices, because we have a responsibility for the mixing of the spices. There's aroma coming off of us. It refers to miracles. It refers to healings and the things that are happening here. But we've got the keys to treasury rooms. We've got the keys to the treasury.
Yes.
Not the keys to the Bank of England. There's probably not much money in there anyway. But the these days. But we've got the keys to the Bank of Heaven. And we have the authority to walk into the Bank of Heaven and turn the key in the lock and go in the treasury room and think, yeah, we're going to need some of that. I'll take that with me.
Amen.
We have the mandate to do it. You should be jumping up and down, hitting the chairs. You should be cheering. You should be clapping. You should be going loopy. Come on, we got the keys to heaven. Yeah, we haven't got it really, have we? You know, if I said, God's got £1 million for you this morning, do you want it? Yeah, okay. He has.
Amen.
It's in heaven. You've got the key. If you need it, go and get it. Hallelujah. If you need it for what he's called you to do, what he's called you to be, go and get it. Get it right now and bring it back and pay your tithe, yes. Hallelujah. God is awesome. We've got to use our keys, as it says there, to go into the treasury of God and unlock the treasures. It's not just about money, of course. It's about all kinds of things. There's designs up there. Design, artifacts, new inventions. Yes. Why couldn't it be you that gets the creative, inventive idea that makes millions?
Yes.
You know, some of these things that happen in the world, they're tiny little ideas and people make millions out of it. Why not you? Those ideas are all in heaven. Why don't you ask the Lord, can I go in that room and have a look? You know, grab some plans while you're in there and bring them back. Why not? You know, there's ideas in heaven that are heavenly ideas that are going to be far more effective than what we can work out. Because good stuff is birthed in heaven. It's where it comes from. There's buildings up there. Our church building is in heaven. It's there. It's built in heaven. There's all the plans for it. It's there. We just got to go up and get it and let it be released here on the earth. It's there.
That's right.
Let's unlock the door.
Yeah.
Amen. There's revelation up there. There's entrepreneurial insight. You know, why shouldn't the church be best at everything? You know? If our God is a creative God, surely we should be the most creative force in our nation.
Amen.
You know, especially in the area of creativity, the wonderful thing about living in Scarborough is it's becoming known as a place of creativity. It's becoming known as a place where IT is being used very creatively and a place of the arts. It's something that the council have been promoting, isn't it? But, you know, so what a wonderful place to be. We just need to join in with the creativity. Let's have ideas that transform our society around us for the better. Why not? Let's go and get it. Anybody going to get that one? Hallelujah. You're going to go and get that? Your home, your next home, if you're moving house, it's there. You know, your next job, if you're looking for a job, it's there in heaven. It's already there, ordained. Nip up and get it quick. Hallelujah. Don't go around spending all your time just getting stressed. Let's go to the Lord.
Yes.
There's insight in heaven which will enable us to advance the kingdom of God. Amen. I think it's good going to these treasuries.
Yes.
That is leaving aside the most precious thing of all that's up there. There's salvation up there, and we've got to take it and give it to people. Amen. And salvation doesn't just mean getting saved, it means getting completely saved. It means being restored. It means being healed. There's miracles up there. We better go and unlock the miracles and see them released. We're not seeing enough miracles. We're only seeing a few. I want to see more. Hallelujah. We want to go and take our authority from up there. As we were standing as leaders the other Wednesday, a couple of weeks ago, in one of the churches, we stood as leaders in the town together, church leaders in the town, and declared that we're making Scarborough a cancer-free zone. We're shutting the gate on cancer. Why not? It's just that we haven't dared to before. We might have to contend for it. We will have to contend for it. But if we don't contend for it, we'll never see it.
Yeah.
Amen? Hallelujah. You're getting something good here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I like this stuff. It suddenly reminds you that life is worth living.
Yes.
That we've got something awesome here to share. Hallelujah. What else have we got in the mandate? Well, we've touched on some of this stuff, but as gatekeepers, we've got to keep out what should never come in. All right, we've touched on that really already. And remove what should not be in our region in the first place. As I've just said, we can stand as a congregation against cancer. Why don't we stand as a congregation to see a breakthrough in the healing of Alzheimer's?
That's right.
How about it? You know, I want to see these incurable things sorted. How about a breakthrough in the healing of diabetes, type 1 and type 2? Hallelujah. We've got to see some of these more obscure things that aren't always attacked. In the spirit, I mean. We want to see them defeated. We want to see them out of our town. We have an authority here. We don't want diabetes in people in our town. We want our hospitals twiddling their thumbs a bit because there's not so much to do anymore. Hallelujah. They've only got holidaymakers up there. Maybe we better let it extend to them as well. Hallelujah. We've got control over what's coming in and what's going out. Hallelujah. In the spirit realm. So that we can see it happen. Oh, praise God. I think this is good stuff myself. Hallelujah. We did all the stuff on Nehemiah about the watchmen and the gatekeepers. We're the people restoring the gates. Yes, repairing them so that those needing those gates can go in and go out. That's why we're repairing them. Gates open and shut for protection. That's why we're in control of them. It's a spiritual authority. That's why there's such an awesome mandate upon this church to pray, whether we're all together or whether we're praying on our own or whether we're praying in small groups in our homes. A couple of months ago, I was reminding everybody, encouraging everybody to be together in small groups and just praying, just releasing. You know, this mandate is a good thing to use when you're praying. It gives you loads of pointers. Amen. It's on our website if you haven't got it yourself. But we've got to repair the gates. I'm just going to mention two very briefly this morning. One, the Benjamin Gate. All right, didn't dwell on it much when we preached on gates before, but Dr. James brought it back. But there is a mandate over kingdom faith. When the prophetic word was first given, it was actually spoken over me because I was responsible for J24/7 in Horsham. It's still over us as kingdom faith. It's a gate. It's Benjamin. It's the whole thing that he was named Benoni, and then his father renamed him Benjamin. It means son of trouble and son of my right hand. The Benjamin gate, when we see this restored, what it's talking of is the sons of trouble, the people who've been regarded as trouble, coming in and becoming the most reliable people you've got. They're like your right hand. You can lean on them. They're the most, they're the keenest, they're the best, they're the fastest, they're the warriors. And these are the Benjamins that are coming in. We've got to repair this gate. Prophetically, James declared that in 2 to 3 years we would see this gate restored. So we've got to be in prayer, seeing the gate established. Amen? Hallelujah. And the other gate, because I'm not spending long on it, of course, is the sheep gate, which Brian and Shona are responsible over, but we're all responsible for. The sheep gate, we all need to be using the sheep gate. What is the sheep gate? It's where the sheep from Bethlehem were brought down into Jerusalem. They were brought in through this gate, and they were taken to the temple, and they were sacrificed. Amen? And what the sheep gate is, therefore, is it's for bringing the people in so they can come to a place where they are crucified with Christ. They no longer live, but Christ lives in them. It's the same thing. It's about bringing people in. It's about helping people to come into a place where they can have a personal relationship with the Lord. Dead to the old way of life, alive to the new way of life. Amen? It's a very important gate, but we've all got to be using the gate. Hallelujah. And we need to make sure the gate is shut to people who are coming in that think, I want to go out again. You know, how do you shut the sheep gate? You shut the sheep gate through friendships. You shut the sheep gate. Of course, this is all quite hard to say. You shut the sheep gate through love. You shut the sheep gate through prayer and care for one another. Yeah. Amen. So a very important gate. And we control what's going in and we control what's going out. Now, the mandate also has an area of responsibility for us to work for unity. Okay? Unity in the church, that's obviously us lot. We've touched on that. We won't go there again. It's basically learning to forgive one another. Amongst the leaders, we're called as a church to work for unity in our town. That's why one of our leaders, Pastor Martin, his remit is the one church. Now, it's unusual to have somebody that's their responsibility, but we believe it's so important that we can work together and that as Kingdom Faith we can serve the church of this town, the people of this town. And then the congregations, well, I've just already touched on that, across congregations, across leaders and across in our church. Amen? Unity is what unlocks the treasuries of heaven. It's one of the keys that gets into those treasuries. And it's about seeing God's presence manifest in the community. All right, and in fact, there it's got church leaders and congregation, but the mandate on this church is to see not just God's presence released in this church, but in the town and in the region. It's a big call. The mandate includes this, a call to saturate was the word that James used. These three things are something that we are called to do, to fast, to pray, and to worship. Worship is so important to us. And he said prophetically at the start of the year, which for us is September, because we started in September, and it's the start of the year for Kingdom Faith, funnily enough. Start of the year, there should be extended fasting for the community because we are the gatekeepers in our community. Last year, we had days of favor. We had a period of fasting and then days of favor. We'll do the same this year. It's in your diaries and things already if you've looked. But God will give us strategies in these times of what to release, what to declare, what to bind, what to loose, what needs to be established. This reminds us that God has put amazing favor upon us to have these things. Also in our mandate, we want to see keeping and authority coming to us for wisdom. This is an odd one. This has come from many, many directions. Even when we were first coming up, when I was at university, I was part of a group called the Navigators, and the leaders of that, when I was in Leicester, but they now live in Canada, and I was letting them know about us coming up here, and Kath, who was one of the leaders, Brian and Kath, She said to me, I've got a very weird word for you. I haven't got it written down or looked it up, but the word actually says, if you need advice, ask Abel for it. It's an obscure scripture, and they're saying go to the tribe of Abel because they're very wise. You'll get advice. But this kind of word of coming for wisdom, not just to me, but to us as a church, is one that's over us. God has given us wisdom. Don't be afraid when you're in situations with other people, when you're in the world, to use the wisdom that God has given you. Just don't sit there thinking, oh, I shouldn't, it's not my place. Graciously, humbly, share your wisdom. They might reject it, they might take hold of it, but that's what we're here for, and it's what we'll become known for. Part of the mandate was to have favour with key community leaders. This is kind of before a lot of this was happening, remember? Boy, have we seen this. Yeah. And the actual word he gave was, God is giving this congregation a greater platform of expression and favour in the community to the glory of God. Wow, have we seen that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All this to the glory of God. Well, we've got territory to take and establish the presence of God, contending congregation. We say, I will not go unless you go with me. That's what Moses said to the Lord. There's no point us going. We're going to go with his presence. We are earthing the glory. Amen. I've got to speed up. I'm running out of time. The presence, there's no compromise in what we're doing. Because we go with the presence of God, we allow the presence of God to set us apart. We want to see the greater measures of glory to serve our community. Here's a bit from the prophetic word. God is looking for gatekeepers of the supernatural and to guard the spiritual access points. Kingdom Faith Yorkshire is one of these places. The transitional points between heaven and earth. God concentrates his presence in geographical locations. And he said Lamplugh House and Scarborough were two locations. I mean, how awesome. We've got two locations. You are called and commissioned. What happens in this community depends on what you catch in the spirit. Contend warfare to impact this community. It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, this was one. I gave it a slide all to itself. He said, I believe God is saying this will be a 2,000-member church. I believe this is a 2,000-member church. Amen. Why aim low? How God will do that? I have no idea. Hallelujah. But he's going to do it. The Holy Spirit is preparing people's hearts. Now, this is just one of those things that's so awesome to remember. It's preparing people's hearts. Rough and harsh individuals are coming into the kingdom now. Okay? People are going to be transformed from rough and harsh, hopefully. But they're coming into the kingdom right now. And the more angry they are, the more they will surrender. If you meet some angry people, just think, this is one of them. If they say that they, you know, if they talk about how bad the church is, how rubbish the church is, and all the negative stuff you hear, just think, this is cool. This is one of the ones that's going to get saved. Hallelujah. God is giving you a little insight. Oh, cool. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God was saying and is saying, people have been prepared in Scarborough and in our region. They're already ready. There's people in Driffield ready.
Yeah.
There's people in Beverly ready for the word of God. There's people in Thwing ready for the word of God. There's people in Langtoff ready for the word of God. There's people in Foxholes, in Filey, in Scarborough, in Whitby, in York, in Bradford, in Leeds, who are ready for the word of God. They're ready. God has prepared it. We're to be sowing, but we are to be reaping. For so long the church has been sow, we'll keep sowing. Well, let's sow, that's good, but let's do some reaping.
Amen.
There's all that seed over the years. It's a couple of thousand years almost. Christians have been active in this area. There's been some right moves of God here. You know, going back through time, you've got Smith Wigglesworth, you've got the Wesley brothers, you've got back, you've got St. Hilda at Hackness. Yeah, I bet you might not have known about that one. She was a cool girl. Hallelujah. She led her congregation, which was an abbey of men and women, in revival. I tell you, when you read the stories, you've got King Oswald coming down from Northumberland and all the stuff that happened under him. There's wells in this place that we're taking the caps off, and they're exploding. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Right. Oh, here's one from last week. We don't need to do this one too much, do we? We went here last week. In Scripture, there are certain places where people encounter God. I'd forgotten this was in the mandate when I was preaching on it. How weird is that? This is a certain place. Hallelujah. This being this people. Hallelujah. This being Scarborough, this being Lamplugh House. It's a place where angels ascend and descend. Eileen had an amazing revelation in the 9 o'clock on Thursday morning. It blew us all away, and we were getting into it. But it's linked in with, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms. Okay, so when we're seeing this ladder, which we are, what came out of that is we're not actually at the bottom of the ladder. We're actually at the top. Hallelujah. We're in the place of authority at the top. The angels are going down with what we're releasing from the treasuries, being released on the earth and going back up again. Because although it's difficult for our minds to grasp, because we live in this little place here, the reality of us being sat with Christ in heavenly places is a stronger, more real thing than sitting on a purple chair in the purple palace. Hallelujah. This is a certain place. It's a certain place, is somewhere where God speaks. Kingdom Faith Yorkshire, by the grace of God, nothing to do with us, is a place where God speaks. Anybody heard God in this place?
Yes.
Oh, five of you. Well, that's... Lord, we're pushing in. How many of you have heard God in this place?
Yes.
Come on. Yes. That's a little bit better. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is establishing a portal in our corporate gatherings. Well, you know what that means. It's an access point. Shine like stars, the word of God says, as you hold out the word of life. Be an access point. Be an attraction. We are to be raptured. That means like Jesus was when he was encountering Elijah and Moses. You know, it's an experience with the Lord. Angels surrounding us. This is the watch of the Lord. Angels have come to oversee, to minister, to care for what's happening here. Amen? What else have we got to do? We've got to guard. We've got to guard our praise and our worship. We've got to keep the unique mandate that God has placed upon Kingdom Faith. We're uniquely focused on Jesus in our worship. Amen? That's an important thing. But as well as that, we've got to remember to celebrate and praise. One of the things James said was very interesting. He said, very few churches know how to celebrate and praise like this. We're like a bunch of kids. Don't lose it. Go for it. This is a good thing. When you're twirling and jumping and screaming and doing everything else, God loves it. God absolutely loves it. It's like we're seeing what's happening in heaven. They're twirling and screaming and dancing in heaven. You bet your bottom boots there. No, you shouldn't bet. Yes, they are. Hallelujah. To get excited.
Yeah.
It's okay. We can get excited. You know, it's just as well, because you're not going to get excited about the English football. So let's get excited about God instead.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. To be caught up in the Spirit. I love this. This is about being caught up in heavenly places. This is about having encounters in the third heavens. This is about something that you can't even really talk about. It's part of the mandate upon this church to have these experiences, and it's birthed out of guarding our praise and worship. It's birthed out of celebrating. It's birthed out of shouting. It's birthed out of dancing. It's birthed out of the excitement of what God is doing here. Amen? Praise God. God is entrusting to us the watch of the Lord. I'm not going to go into much about that today, but you can read about it. In the word, Revelation 5 and 8 have something about it, but it talks of the releasing of the miraculous through the angelic. It's linked with the ladder. It's about miracles and healings being released because he's entrusting to us power ministry. Well, one of the things that James gets excited about, this small group of people, is that he sees here everything. He says, you go and you'll find something that specializes in an area. Maybe it is power ministry. Maybe it's healing. Maybe it's deliverance. He said, whenever I come here, I see in the Spirit everything. It is awesome. Power ministry, prophetic ministry, dynamic mission. Nigel's just got back. Was it dynamic?
Yeah.
He's got to say yes, really, hasn't he? He could have had an absolutely rotten time. Yeah, it's all right. He won't have had a rotten time because he was sent out under the anointing. Hallelujah. We'll get some stories off you next week, if that's all right. Yeah, brilliant. Hallelujah. Evangelistic opportunities. He's entrusting these to us. It's time for heavenly encounters.
Yes.
I want them, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I've never seen angels. Heard them, but never seen them. Hallelujah. Heard them at Faith Camp, heard them at our house in Leicestershire, and heard them in a band practice at Lamplugh House. That was probably the weirdest one because they were playing electric guitars. They were. There were others that heard it as well. It was like, oh? It was very, very weird. Amazing face-mounting guitar solo type stuff from angels. That's blowing your mind a bit, isn't it? Something like, angels float on clouds. The other time we heard it, we were in our garden in a village in Boston where we planted our first church. It was before we started the church, I think. And we'd come back from Faith Camp and we'd put on a Faith Camp album, I think. And we were just singing like mad things as we went throughout the house. And then I went outside and the birds were all madly singing. It was pretty weird. And then I was just listening to the birds. And then as I listened to the birds, I could hear heavenly singing. It was awesome. It was like, I don't know how to describe it. It was like in the bird song, but it was words and harmonies and things. It was amazing. Went on for ages. Hallelujah. Anyway, that's a bit of a distraction, but we need these heavenly encounters. Yeah. People have seen angels here in this place. You know, they've seen angels at Lamplugh House. To be open to the Spirit, to be caught up in heaven, to be enlarged in our understanding of these heavenly things. We need this so we can communicate it to others. An interesting thing on the mandate is that God has said congregations will be sent to us. You know, it's part of the mandate, particularly upon Lamplugh House, but also it's upon us as we get our new building. Other congregations will come. We actually have a mandate to do conferences. Not every church does. It's an unusual thing if you think about it. Why do we do all these conferences? Because it's our mandate to share what God is giving to us with others. Because what happens is we will transfer the mandate for open heaven to these other congregations so that they too become places of God encounter. That's our responsibility before God. And it just, God will send them. He is sending them. The bookings at Lamplugh House are just shooting up at the moment, aren't they? Hallelujah. Adrian and Denise Moore, who are coming to work under Joanne at Lamplugh House. I won't say they're coming to replace David Ann because their role is going to be quite different. But they're coming, is it the 1st of July? So you know, so you can welcome them and start inviting them to your home and everything else. Get them, help them to feel really quickly part of the family. This is the Isaiah 62 stuff. Some of it. There's a lot in there. This is just touching on some of it as I looked at it this morning. I will not keep silent. It's part of the contending, whether it's in prayer or elsewhere. I will not keep silent. I will not be calmed or hushed. I will not remain quiet. I think that's fairly emphatic. I will not be shut up. I will not allow intimidation or fear or the way others are to me to prevent me from speaking or sharing the Lord. Amen. I will not allow circumstances to cause me not to do what I'm called to do. I will not remain quiet. We are the watchmen posted on the wall. We've got a job to do. We've got to look out for the enemy and we've got to make sure the town is protected. All right. We're not letting someone else sneak in and take Scarborough. Scarborough belongs to the Lord. Amen. Give yourselves no rest. Hallelujah. It's never a time to just switch off. Hallelujah. There is a time to relax. There's a time to rest in the Lord. But when you feel like I've just got to get away from it all, be very careful. Hallelujah. I need time out. Time out from what? Time out from busyness or time out from the Lord? Because if you want time out from the Lord, that's your flesh calling. Hallelujah. You don't need that. Hallelujah. Let's, we can touch. Oh, hang on a minute. Let's have a look at it again. Hallelujah. What else have we got there? Yes, this I didn't read this bit. I'll read the first verse. We've got into it. Isaiah 62. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, what's Jerusalem? It's a place where God's people are. There's also a call here to pray for Jerusalem and Israel, but that's not what we're here to talk about this morning. But it is part of our mandate to pray, to intercede, and to be a light in this nation for the Jewish people and the nation of Israel as well. But that's for another time, really. I will not remain quiet till her righteousness or just cause shines out like the dawn. Her salvation, literally the word Yeshua, Help, prosperity, salvation, security, victory is like a blazing torch. That's part of our mandate. Let's go back to the one. This is from the last verse in Isaiah 62. And the last verse says, they will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called sought after, the city no longer deserted. One of the words that Dr. James felt to emphasize as the prophet when he brought this part of the mandate last time was he said, this community will call this church the holy people. That's something. That's a real privilege. But then there's a responsibility to live as the holy people, isn't there? It will be attractive. So often holiness has been, you know, something that where you have to wear monk's robes and walk around like this. Oh. Yeah? I'm like that all the time, actually. Yeah. Mostly at home, I'm like that. Do a lot of the, oh. No, being holy is being set apart by the Lord for what he's called you to do. Amen? It's living his way. It's living in his righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Last bit. We are commissioned. I love this. We are commissioned to go from glory to glory. It never, ever will stop. It's always going to get better. There's always more glory to discover. There's always more of the Lord to know. There's always something just around the corner. We'll always be going into a new season. We'll always be changing stuff. We'll always be saying, this is what God's doing now. Because we're always going from glory to glory. You might think, somebody might come with a prophetic word, oh, we're going into a new season. You'll be thinking, we went into a new season 3 months ago. Yes, we did. It's summer now. In 3 months' time, we'll be in autumn. Sometimes God's seasons last 2 weeks in the spirit, and then you go into something new. Glory to glory, glory to glory. Sometimes the season can last years. Sometimes it lasts days. But whatever, things are always changing. If you don't like change, don't come here. We might even change changing and stop. You just don't ever know. I doubt that very much. Hallelujah. That's it. That's the mandate. Earth in the glory of God. Amen. Earth in the glory. That's what we're about. That's the mandate that God has now spoken over your life. Over your life. I wasn't really just referring to you two, but God has spoken it over you, Tony, and you, Lynn, and you, Joanne, but everybody in this room. Just turn to three people and just say, I've got a mandate from the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.